Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B-Mitch here for B-Mitch in Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And let's just hit this real quick. The B-Mitch in Philly show is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com, find a contractor near you, and available tax credits and rebates. We're talking about R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right. Dan Quinn will be talking to the media in just a little bit, as he does every Wednesday, but it's Tuesday this week. We're playing on Saturday, so everything moved up 1 week. It's going to be a tough game. You know, everybody's sitting here and acting like, you know, the team has gotten to a point where they automatically going to step out there and win. But I also believe that there is a chance. I don't think that the Detroit Lions are that good to where you're going to believe that there's absolutely no chance. They run the football very effectively. Jared Goff, a guy on the football team that I believe doesn't get the credit he deserves because he can actually play football. But still, they have been beaten by teams this year, and I think they can be beat again. But it would have to be a game where Washington plays basically mistake-free football. As I look for every year, I look for the team to play those type of football games where they are going out there with all three phases plays unbelievable. Offense, defense, special teams. I know a lot of people like to forget about special teams, but special teams is obviously very, very serious to me. You know, I believe that you could change a whole damn game. You can bring momentum to your team and help them out. Yes, the ball was pushed the other day, but it went through the uprights. And that's why we won the football game. So if we can go out there and play a game like that where all three phases comes in and play what we're capable of playing, we can give them problems. We have long, sustained drives offensively, which gives us the ball and make an offensive team that we play against become very one-dimensional. And if they become one-dimensional, it makes the chance of the defense playing better even more serious. All right, let's go out to Washington right now to the Commanders Park and check out Dan Quinn talking to the media.
To see you guys, from a team standpoint, we'll function like today's Wednesday and going right through kind of our process of leading up into the game. So that's what we're kind of dialed in and focused on this week. And much like last game, I told you we'll play our best complementary game all year offensively, defensively, and special teams. And Detroit in this game calls for that again. And so we're working hard on all those things from, you know, our field position stuff, our winning time moments, just all of it. So ready to get rocking. We have a couple guys that will be on normal rest day. You see the injury report today. It'll be JC, Zach, Klee, and Dante. So with all that said, get rocking with you guys.
I'm curious your thoughts on Dan Campbell, what he's done in Detroit. And I know you have your own style, but is there anything you even looked at how he helped turn around that franchise and incorporated for yourself?
Well, one, I think he's done a fantastic job. And so just you see the play style and then identity. And those are the things as a coach, John, that you're really, you know, want to make sure that it's rock solid and crystal clear. And so, yeah, we've certainly followed him. And also having Lance here, who came from Detroit, you know, give insights onto how things turn and why. And so, you know, it was all really beneficial.
And then with guys like Zach and Bobby, has their impact maybe been even more than you anticipated, if that's possible?
It is possible, because I never wanted the pressure on them to be anything more than ball player first. Neither of them were brought here to coach. I knew they had very high standards, John, really high. And I thought that alone is a standard of what excellence and winning can look like. And I thought that alone is important if you're trying to, you know, do something together in that fashion. Look to those examples first.
The Lions are known for their aggressiveness on going on fourth down. You guys have obviously been doing it a lot, the most efficient team in the league. Is it, how wild of a difference is that from when you first got into the league and how teams treat fourth down?
Yeah, it's definitely different, and it has to do a lot with your team, too, in terms of how you play. But, yeah, we had known that you know, from an efficiency standpoint, you know, they're excellent at it. We're excellent at it. So obviously, you know, big parts of the game to go through it. So it has changed a lot, Ben. You're right to know that, you know, maybe a model at one time has changed. And that's kind of like one of the cool parts about football, man, where things evolve and change and going. And so you want to be bold without being reckless and finding the right spaces, what the opponent does, what you guys do. So it's not one size fits all, but, you know, where are you at in the game? What do you need? So it's definitely, you know, moved from middle of it to, you know, near the top of the game making, you know, game decisions.
The last five games, as you guys have won on the last play from scrimmage, I know everyone's different. Every moment was different. But generally, what is that feeling for you on the sidelines when it comes down to that very last second? I mean, are you calm after five of these, or like, what is just?
No, it's awesome. It's like the best part of coaching, because it's like right with everything on the line, and it's my most favorite part of it all. Like being like as fun as it gets, and so they don't always work out in your favor, but. Just being in that arena and that type of competitive, man, like you cannot feel more alive than in that spot. When the anticipation and the competitiveness is that high, it's really cool.
And then totally different, David Blau. When did you know he was ready to transition to coaching, and what intrigued you about bringing him
in? I didn't know that he was. So some of the guys that had connections to him previously, Lance had Cliff had, and so when I got a chance to visit with him, he came, you know, on a recruiting trip here, and I can remember, you know, walking around the field with him, and you know, saying, "Hey, I really want to be the one that can help start this for you, and we're not going to miss one step of your trajectory as a coach and what that would look like, how you'd have his impact here, how that would be felt." And he's going to be a fantastic coach. But I just wanted to clearly lay out to him what it would look like, you know, from a coaching side. And I wanted to be, a real part of that.
What stands out to you about Detroit's defense?
Lots of man-to-man, aggressive, you know, and I think the third downs, you know, with Aaron and their crew has been really rock solid and strong. But those would be some things that stand out to me of things that they're excellent at.
How much has Dave Gardy been a part of preparing you guys for these winning time moments, these situational
things? A lot. And so Dave presents to the team every Friday, and then we get together on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, he and I, and then we get together with a group of coaches on Saturdays. And we go from around the league, trends, officiating. And so to have somebody that's that up to speed from officiating to rules to, you know, things that happen in every game, you can imagine how hard that would be to look, okay, let me see this game and then this game. So he gets to go through every game, give me the Cliff Notes version of all the situations that come up. And so it's a lot, but it's a really cool process to go through together. He's been really influential, you know, here, and to have somebody with his poise and demeanor in the moments is important too.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
With these postseason mixed officiating crews, how much is emphasized on where they all come from and their trends, and how much is really led by that referee?
A little bit of both. What do I mean by that? If a deep wing has a certain amount of holding and they were, you know, first in the league, that would be something that we would, you know, talk about. Is the referee, what's the communication like? Because I don't know if they would influence as much of the crew, but how do they manage the game? What does that go through? And so we do look at the individual the individual officials, and is there anything that's a marker higher or lower for their position? And then we start from there.
What do you find there? How much does that impact the week's messaging versus, like, we always want to be clean anyway, so doing it right up front?
I think it's probably – just the second part that you said, we want to be clean anyway, and here's an extra emphasis. And so you don't make it in every single category, but if somebody had something that was significant in one area, then that's mess around, like you also say that too. So you just dig in and find out, you know, what are some of the trends that people call and make sure that's emphasized in our meetings too. We just want to make sure we're finding every margin that we can and just absolutely going for it. And so whether that's on the officiating, offense, defense, special teams, our winning time, the complimentary stuff, like the best part of our team is the whole team and all the moments that we spend together doing things. That's who we are.
Obviously some deep playoff runs when you were in Atlanta. You talked a lot throughout the year about how you've looked at your time there and maybe changed or evolved. Has anything changed how you approach the playoff run from those times?
Yeah, for sure. And we were talking about like Dave's role, you know, being a significant part of that. And going back to Ben's point, like in 10 years, a lot has changed in terms of how we go about things to do that. But yeah, I certainly learned a lot going through that process, learning it and saying, okay, this would be some things that I would do different. Those changes they began in the off season. You know, the amount of times I've spent in certain spots. But as far as playoffs go, every game's a championship game. And that's what makes it so much fun, because you can't place one versus the other. Man, like for us, all there is Saturday night. Like that's all, you know, it's just that. And so it's not down the line or down the road. And so being in that fight Saturday night, we've earned it, but that's the only fight we're in. So like we're going after as hard as we can.
Sam Cosmi, 4 years here. He told me in the locker room the other night, he was trying to explain the success of this team. And he said, it's the culture that's been built. He's been through some low times. But the fact that I'm playing for someone else other than myself matters more.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to build here. And when you hear that, how does that hit you?
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, because it is about the connection, Chick. And if the connection is stronger, the commitment is also stronger. And so when he and his teammates are that connected to one another, like, man, I'm not going to let you down. I'm absolutely going to take the extra step, go the extra mile, all of the things that you do that. And if you're kind of on the fringe and, you know, neighborhood to brotherhood, there's a big difference. And neighborhood, how you doing? Okay, good. Nice to see you. And you keep on walking. Brotherhood, you don't do that, you know. And so, you know, the fact that he recognizes that connection, that's a big deal.
Coach, Gio Delfa with NBC and Telemundo. It's evident how you can practice play calling or techniques, but how do you implement that clutch DNA that the Commanders just seem to have to keep pulling off those last-minute wins?
Yeah, those are in that poise, I think, is probably what you're referring to. And poise is, you know, you have to go through, you know, the difficult ones. You got to go through the good ones. But you do have to put yourself and assert yourself into those spots. We do practice it. You're exactly right about that. But you also have to be in real fights and really close games and, you know, get your heart broken a little bit, you know, on some ones that don't quite go all right. But knowing that you're down for that again and again, you do get stronger. You do get more poise. But you do have to live through them. And that's why when they talk about experience or playoff experience, those things matter, because you've been through enough fights.
Time for three more. Dan, how have the Lions kind of backfilled to deal with all the injuries that they've had second half of the season?
Yeah. Can you put the first part, Dave?
They backfilled.
Yes.
In terms of personnel.
It's really a remarkable job, I thought, by Aaron and their defensive staff. It's not an easy thing to do, but one thing that has really I've respected is so many times when you see a team have injuries, they change to play differently or let's play more of this, which they never did. This is how we get down. And I thought, what a great message by Aaron to say, this is who we play, and they weren't going to let one set of circumstances take them out of that. And so I thought there's some boldness and confidence that goes with that. And so I think it's a great lesson.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. From big upsets to game-winning drives, the NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. The FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today and get started with $200 in bonus bets. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. Make this playoff season unforgettable with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. has to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.